brought beer. Dude, every guest.
Every guest has brought some.
The good guests always bring beers.
I try to bring beers.
You know, it's going to be a good podcast. That's cool, man. Where's Connor?
He's not here yet. So, whoa.
We found out his apartment's getting shown at 8 tomorrow, so he had to clean up, he said.
Oh, really?
And hide the bodies and whatnot. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I've been their place.
But he said he's on his way. I just thought it was weird because I told Gorowski, my place has been... I'm out of my place at the end of this month, and it's been getting shown to people like at least like twice a week for the last 2 weeks. And
really?
We just have not cleaned up in any way. It's just completely
yeah.
trash.
There's like northern mass.
There's stuff everywhere. Yeah, like this is the lived in view. You can see what you can see
like
what it
like
could be like.
This is a sweet place. So Matt, you live here, and then who else?
It's me, my roommate, PR, and then this other roommate, Colin.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
It's a good time. Yeah, we have our fun.
Yeah, I imagine. Got the cat wall and the cat mom.
It's mostly for us. Whoa, whose ass is that? Jesus Christ!
Whose ass is that?
Like, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but like, someone posts a picture of their booty. I'm gonna comment on it. You throw it out there, I pick it up.
Is it
you know.
Whose ass is that?
Yeah.
That's
actually it's a little segment we're starting. Whose ass is that?
Are you guys actually recording right now?
Whose ass is that?
Are you just testing?
I don't know. We might be. Why don't you throw those cans
on
there?
Don't say the N-word or anything. Because the mics are on.
Yeah, we know how you get, Will. Can you hear yourself?
Hello. Yeah, you guys can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you. Loud and clear. Yeah, Colin said he's on his way.
This
yeah.
is my first podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have to get real close to the mic?
I'd say like 2 inches.
2 inches.
Like this, kind of. Yeah, I mean, you're a natural. You pulled that thing up like you've done this before.
Well, you know, just act like you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, that's
the
trick. Take
it till you make it, baby.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. What'd you do today?
What did I do today? I just worked. It was, pretty shitty. What'd you guys do?
I went and bought a suit.
Really?
Yeah. So
are you wearing it right now?
I'm wearing this because, like, I got to get my money's worth. It's for a wedding, and, like, I'm probably never going to wear it again. Like, I pride myself. I haven't worn a suit since prom.
Yeah, it looks good, man.
Well, thank you.
Where'd you get it from?
Macy's. It's the Ryan Seacrest collection. So
is that for real?
Yeah, me and old...
You should be looking fucking hot.
Yeah, man.
Because if I know someone who's hot, it's Ryan. It's
Seacrest.
The Seacrest.
Yeah, me and R. Seacrest have a very similar body type. So
Very true.
You know, this is what the Macy's salesman told me. It's like, you look like a Seacrest. Let me... What do I got to do to get you in a Seacrest today?
Yeah, you look like you could host like 12 reality shows right now.
Yeah, probably, and just be a total robot and have no personality of my own.
Hey, man, he's pretty good.
Hey, okay. Seacrest is killing it, though. That guy's worth a lot of money.
Well, he had some upgrades to his operating system, so, you know, he's...
he's a robot.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's upgraded for sure.
Fan.
You're an accountant, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds crazy.
It's like the job, like no one's like, oh, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying good for you, man. It's a good job.
Hey, yeah, it's all right, man.
He's a good job, pretty much, you know?
I can't complain. I really can't.
Do you do any crazy shit? You cooking any books or
any
doing
books?
Any fun stuff?
Yeah. I barely know like how to do it right. Like I would not know how to do it wrong.
what's the word? You're not laundering?
Laundering? No.
No? Do you know how to? Like if you had to?
I have, like, very little skills. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I just, like, my job is just, like, looking at what I did last year and then just doing that again.
Right.
Yeah, or whoever did it last year.
Oh, my God.
It's very exciting shit.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a rush, kind of.
Yeah, it's a rush.
Uh-huh.
Numbers.
It's not a rush at all. Like, I don't know. It sucks. Today, what? Oh, today, like, I don't know. I hate talking about work, but, like, my boss is just like kind of being a dick. Just comes over at like 5:30. He's like, "Hey, make sure you like send those things out before you leave." Like while he's leaving.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, what a fucking asshole.
Hey, you hear that, boss?
Yeah, hear that.
Fuck you.
Dickhead.
You want to name names?
I heard you guys name names on
the
podcast.
We do.
That's sort of
feel thing. Free. It's an open forum. We leave our.
Feel free not to lose your job for this.
Yeah.
Though. Please feel free to do
Sega
that
Dreamcast,
as well.
I mean, Sega Dreamcast. Like this is
your
big.
Boss will
this
hear this. He's gonna give you a big bump.
Yeah,
for sure.
I hope so.
Gonna get you in with the big boys. Are there big boys at your office? Like, you know, just people like that they have more fun at their job than you do because they have greater power.
because their dads work for the company or something?
I don't know if it's more fun. No, not.
No.
How big's like the company you work for?
So, I mean, I work for Blue Cross, like I'll tell you. Like, so
that's
it's a
pretty
huge,
big.
That's you know,
pretty
huge building.
Pretty big.
That's the biggest name named.
Yeah, ever heard of it?
Yeah, that's the biggest name we've had named so far.
So, Blue Cross.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, that's cool. So, like, what would you, like, what did your, you get in? What time do you get to work?
This is gonna be make great radio, guys. I'm telling
you. Know, I'm just, life in the. This is actually we're trying to get.
So
like,
I try to get there at 8:30. Uh-huh. I usually get there around like 9:15, which is not what you want to do apparently. So they're kind of getting pissed about that.
The man,
yeah,
he's got you down.
Yeah, it's the man, man,
coming down on you.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
Have you guys? I mean, like, you know that Maria Bamford joke when she's just like, when you work in an office, like all you think about is lunch.
Yeah,
it's like it's so true.
What'd
like,
you have for lunch today?
So today, I don't know. I just had like Indian food from the cafeteria.
Hey,
it's not bad.
You have
a cafeteria? The best Indian food I think in the area.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
At the Blue Cross.
Yeah. Come cafeteria? On. If, next time you're by, dude, I'll swipe you up.
Can, does that
dude,
happen?
Yeah.
Got some swipes.
Come by.
I got some swipes.
I will.
Get some flex points. I can. Throw
listen,
your way.
If you're flexing, that. Dude, I'll get in on that for sure.
And mom said this wasn't worth my time. Oh, man, this job sounds like a rush.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't need it's fine. It's whatever.
Oh, shit. What you got there?
You got ads on the podcast? Sponsored by Geico?
Sorry, no. It's just, yeah, Geico actually sponsors the podcast, so you shill.
Damn, you're
huge,
man.
You should be on here with the Blue Cross.
If you got to do ad copy right now, like, you know, feel free to just, like, go in.
Yeah, today's...
It's just all business.
Today's app,
just don't mind.
Today's app is brought to you by...
My balls.
Justin Connor's balls. The finest balls in the land. They'll get you where you need to go. And they don't smell too bad.
They smell nice. Hey,
nothing wrong
so
far.
They're fuzzy. Mostly dry.
Warm and fuzzy, baby. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, Will Butchie goes into work.
It's my pop-up song.
It's a rush.
Some rush.
I don't. This was all just for a dumb premise. I was like, what if I played
rush
every time?
And get some rush.
I don't know what you're doing on your phone there.
Oh, yeah. We can't play too much of it because copyright. But, you know.
That's right.
They'll come down on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't had anyone come down on us yet.
No, we're not doing it right. We got to start pressing buttons a little bit more.
That's how you know you made it. When you get some, like,
yeah, we have no
stop
ways.
And
some
cease.
Solid, like,
yeah.
Cease and assist.
Cease and assist. What is it called? Stop and...
Stop and frisk, yeah.
What is it called? Cease and assist. No.
Well, stop and frisk is the thing, if that's what you're talking about. But that is... I don't think we're going to get
cease
stopped
and
frisk.
I think that's right.
For podcasts.
I'm getting all these cease and desist, but I'd love to get on that stop and frisk train if you know what I'm talking about. I'd
love to say something so controversial they stop and frisk me.
Coming soon to an open mic, that joke I just said. My new opener.
Looking forward.
Oh, Lizzie just informed me cease and desist. Is that not what we were saying?
Oh, yeah, that's what we were describing.
I was saying cease and assist, like they help you out.
Oh, like the opposite.
Ooh, like stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stop now you have to help us.
Let me
help
and now I'm going to help you.
Yeah. You owe
what do
us
you need,
some
sir?
Help now, because you should have stopped what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so you had lunch, right? We're going through the whole day.
You really want to go through the whole day, man?
The whole
fucking today was
day.
Actually, like, it was miserable. I'll be honest.
Okay,
like,
yeah, here we go.
Ones. Yeah.
Now,
was
now we're talking.
So... I don't know, man. It was just like, I go to lunch, and then I found out, this actually, this wasn't bad, but then I found out there's free lunch on 30, which is one of the perks of working in a giant office. Like, you just go to places you're not invited, and you just act like you belong.
Double
you
lunch?
Get free lunch, yeah. So I got double lunch.
Holy shit,
that's huge,
dude.
Yeah.
What was that lunch?
That lunch, they had like they were like testing out menu items or something.
Oh my God.
And like, clearly I didn't belong there. Yeah. Like, you could just tell everyone knew each other except like me. But
that's ballsy.
Who's
so
that?
You were just standing there, like with your hands in your pockets, like,
yeah,
hey,
I just
what's
was
up,
walking
guys?
Around,
like,
yeah, like,
who's that guy? Just some accountant,
oh,
probably.
Pigs in a blanket. I like that.
They were testing out pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, they were. They had those.
Today on the menu, we are trying out a brand new. Is a croissant. In
why
a
is
Borat blanco?
The person selling the food?
Renowned French chef.
Repped on a hot dog.
They had Wolfgang Puck trying out his new.
Yeah, no, it's not that fancy, you know.
Uh huh.
You got the Indian food, but you know,
yeah,
pigs in a blanket soon to come.
Shit, dude, this job sounds like a. Shit,
because you got poor service, man. That's...
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's
Is it a more some more rush?
No. Yeah. It was Rush.
Yeah, I think it was.
It is Monday,
no one says
right?
anything, we just play this whole song.
Yeah. Man, so the life of an accountant, I mean, what do you, how do you, no, Justin, you go ahead, because I have nothing to say.
Yeah,
well, I was just going to say, what are you dreaming about, buddy?
What am I dreaming? Oh, I'm going right into the dreams.
We're
going
to get right, I'm cutting right to the chase here.
Yeah.
I love
this. Fuck Colin. By the way, Colin's not here yet, because he had to clean his house.
Colin just shows
his
up whenever the fuck
house.
He feels like.
Yeah. Fucking guy.
Colin's big dicking us pretty hard right now. Okay, he's like, I'll be there. I got a tight show
called cleaning my house.
He had to do a quick spot at his apartment. He had to clean a spot and then come here.
Yeah, he's swing by. If we're lucky.
If we're lucky, he might pop in. What a dick, right? Fuck that guy.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I think this is the new trio. I honestly... Yeah.
That's it. Colin's out.
Colin's out, man.
He's on his way here, but
irresponsible,
out,
unlikable.
Even if he's got some great dreams, I don't even want to hear about him
at
this point.
No, no.
I'm like,
he
needs to go follow him. That's what he needs to do. He needs to get out of my life.
Yeah. Wake up.
Follow his dreams.
Maybe get out of bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Follow his dreams.
Seriously though, how are you dreaming? You're not a weed guy, right?
I mean, like I smoke once in a while. Because
we get a lot of people in here, and they're always like, "Man, I'm high every time I fall asleep. I never have
dream." Like, I have dreams. Like
you got dreams.
I'll dream if I'm like high or if I'm drunk. Do you guys dream when you're drunk too, or no? I've heard that people don't.
Yeah, I mean, the science says that you don't dream if you have like alcohol in your system.
Oh,
but
really?
I definitely have. So what? Like the first half of the night, if I go to bed drunk, just like I pass out. Just
it
like
goes dark.
Comatose.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But then towards like the last 2-3 hours of my sleep, I have like pretty intense dreams come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if you wake up and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
That's when you always have the crazy.
Yeah.
Dreams.
Yeah. That's true.
Have you guys ever like when you normally you're like sober in a dream, like even if you're drunk when you're going to bed. Have you guys ever been like drunk in a dream?
I've been tripping on weed.
Yeah, I've smoked weed in a dream once, and it did affect like my perspective at the time. I was like high in the dream. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was a dream. We were it was at my high school, and I had, in the dream it was like me and all my friends that I ate lunch with, and we were in the cafeteria, and there was this weird like. Not like scavenger hunt, but essentially everyone, for some reason, everyone in the cafeteria knew like there's some weed here and we got to go find it and smoke it. Like there's weed at the school. And then we went and found it and we smoked it and we got high. But it was crazy because it was in the dream and I still like got high in the dream.
You should have gone back to that same spot and been like, maybe there was weed there.
If I was as into dreams as I am now, maybe I would have interpreted it a little more. But
it's true.
You're getting a doctorate right now in dreams. This is the most thought about dreams people had in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what kind of dreams do you have?
So I actually I have very like vivid dreams.
Whoa.
Like a lot of times like I'll wake up and like I'll remember all of it. But then like if I don't like think about it or like say it out loud, you know,
they go
like,
quick.
I'll just forget. Yeah, exactly. But like I have a lot of boring dreams. I have like a lot of dreams where I'm just like doing regular shit. Like I'm just talking to people. And then like.
Those are weird.
Those are weird.
I had a dream once where I like the whole dream. I made a pitcher of Kool-Aid. Like I was in a kitchen, I made some Kool-Aid, and then I woke up. Like that was the dream.
I had a dream like I have conversations with people, and then like the next day I'm like remember that conversation. Like I remember how that. And I was like, wait a minute, I haven't even seen that person.
Yeah, that could
like
be trippy too.
Didn't even happen.
When someone's in your dreams, you're like you feel like you've been around them recently.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember the conversations?
I mean. Yeah, I'll tell you about my dream after this. But I just had a dream like I was talking to Tyler and like
Horvath.
Like, yeah, and it was like the most like regular conversation.
Recent podcast guest Tyler Horvath.
Yeah, I heard the episode. It was a good one. And I was just like, oh, how'd the set of annoyance go? And he was like, oh, good. And then like I thought about it later. I was like, oh wait, I haven't even talked to him. That didn't happen.
Yeah, those are weird. The dreams that are like super realistic, and the next day you're always like, did that happen? Did I do that?
Or, like, the dreams are, like, super, like, panicked, you know? Like, I'm always, like, trying to, like, accomplish a task, and then, like, you just can't, you know?
Yeah.
Because of it. So, last night, I have a dream that, like, my dad's, like, sick for some reason. And he's not sick in real life, so
Thank
who knows
God.
What this means, you know? We'll have to have Lizzie tell us after.
Yeah, we'll find out. Don't worry.
So like, I've got to
the eyes.
Yeah. So I've got to like drive my dad to the hospital, and like I like the only thing I can drive is like this pickup, or it's like a tow truck, and it's like a stick, and like the whole time I'm just like, you know, stalling, can't get there to the point where you're just like, I should just give up.
Damn.
Can't.
Yeah. Have you ever been driving?
So that was it. Yeah.
Have you ever had you're driving in a dream and your brakes aren't working? Like, just no matter how hard you're like stomping on the brake, you just can't stop in time for whatever like you're trying to stop for.
Yeah.
That one happens to me a lot.
Really?
Not a lot, but like I've definitely had that one plenty of times where like, and it's not even like I'm about to have a wreck. It's just like a stop sign. It's like when you're on ice, you just can't, no matter what's happening, you just can't stop.
Sliding.
It's probably like a lack of control thing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like all, like every dream, like, you're never doing well, you know?
Well, didn't Dan say that last week? I think Dan was like, Dan Lynch,
yeah.
I think was like our first guest that was like, you know what? I have like some dreams that are like really enjoyable. Like I go to a nice place and it's like a nice thing.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Yeah, right?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Mine are just full of fear and anxiety.
Yeah.
I have like a common dream where like I was just like I swam in college, like I told you guys this obviously before, but I'll have a dream that like I'm there today and they're like, you need to perform, you need to jump in the pool, and I'm like, oh, I'm out of shape. I can't do this.
Butski
and they just make me do it anyway.
You wear a Speedo?
They just give me a nice slap on the ass. Like, get in there, Butski. Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to be bad.
Wait, we have some backlogged information here. Lizzie has analyzed our dreams. The Liztron 4000 has, we've inputted the info. And,
I want to get some weird shit too after this.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Hopefully so,
being, I love that weird shit.
Yeah.
Love that. Being drunk in a dream may represent being irresponsible or out of control in waking life.
All right. Sounds right.
May control. Symbolize careless behavior, a lack of awareness, or not thinking clearly.
Yeah.
A dream about getting drunk may suggest that you are trying to escape from or ignore a bad situation in waking life. So literally the same as waking life. Like,
yeah.
Like that's why we drink.
What, exactly.
I can't even stay sober through my dreams.
To use marijuana or cannabis or roll a joint in your dream suggests that you are moving towards a positive spiritual experience.
Hey.
I feel like whoever wrote this.
Yeah,
this
weed's
is
tight, dude. Weed rules.
Shit. Yeah, most people into dream weed analysis tight. Are probably... Yeah,
you might have a little bias towards the ganj.
Yeah, but so it means that the person will get hit, hurt. Wait, is this regarding dads? Okay, so regarding dads, it means
tell
that
me the, about him.
The person will get hurt by the people he has trusted before and have some disagreements with his family.
Wait, he'll get hurt? Like, how would? Oh, I'll get hurt. Okay,
yeah, you're gonna get
makes
hurt.
Sense.
You're done. It can also
your dad's
mean,
coming for you.
Yeah, I was like,
just watch your back.
That's what you get for not gassing up the carb, knowing I'd be sick. It can also be interpreted by losing someone in the family or a failure in business and therefore falling into disrepute.
Oh, disrepute, right.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, yeah, of course. That's
This is the word.
Describing
minute.
Perfectly.
Dreams of sick dads.
Yeah.
These dads are fucking sick, dude.
The state of being held in low esteem by the public.
Oh,
that's nice. Wow. Just
I knew that, but for
so
the listeners.
You learn things if you listen to this show. So anyways, where was I? If the father is alive, he gets better. However, for the dreamer, it indicates that he will turn in on himself because of the distrust and knavery shown by his family.
And knavery, we all know what that
means.
We
all know that word, so we won't define it here tonight.
I definitely know what it means, but...
Why don't you tell us?
Oh, look who's
here. Fucking here. What did I miss? Did we just start?
Everything. Yeah, the
we already figured it out.
Starting.
We already figured everything out.
Yeah.
We figured out what dreams are. Hey, dreamers.
Dream?
We're finally being joined by our third and final dream keeper.
The Nightmare. That's my new nickname.
That's pretty badass, dude. Yeah. That is pretty badass.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it was just
what's up, buddy?
About his dreams.
Oh, shit, man.
Can you guys hear me?
We're going full 60 minutes. You got the sport jacket on?
Oh, listen. I got this Ryan Seacrest suit today because I have to go to a wedding in a couple weeks. And, you know, I got to get my...
He's breaking it in?
I got to get my $275 worth out of this shit.
You know how I used to break in my soccer cleats? I'd wear them in the shower.
Are you telling him to wear a suit in the shower?
Yeah, absolutely.
Think that'll do it?
Dude, I shower in my clothes before work, so I'm not late.
What the fuck is a cleat?
That is brilliant.
Soccer, like spikes, cleats.
or it's like
boots.
Or it's like your baseball glove. You got to ball that thing up, put underneath your mattress.
I used to put it
in a couple baseballs in there.
Put it in the oven with the oil. Yeah.
Put it in the oven.
Dad still wouldn't play catch with me. No matter. I warmed that shit up long.
Shit, man. I'm winded from walking up to your door.
I live up on the second floor.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh. Talk about a nightmare.
Ooh.
Nightmare.
Nightmare. So what was the dream? What did I miss? How long have we been going?
It's 21 minutes. Oh, wow. He was about to get into some weird shit.
Yeah, let's hear the weird dream.
Give me the spark notes. I just want
to. He had a dream about rushing his dad to the hospital, and we found out that that can mean you're afraid that that person will hurt you.
Has your dad ever hit you?
No. Nah, he's a great guy.
Great guy.
Shout out to Bill Butsky. We name names.
Bill
right?
Butsky. Same
thing. Same thing.
Not creative.
Bill could have,
yeah, well, he wasn't creative. I didn't name him, you know. Well, his dad named him.
You have that joke about you having the nickname Billy Buttfuck, right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I had a lot of nicknames.
Because I knew that was a joke, and I called my roommate. Yeah, I called them. I was like, shut up, Billy Buttfuck. He's like, why are you stealing jokes? I was like, whose joke is that? And then, like, it took us like 5 minutes. We're like, Buttsky. We're like, there it is. Yeah, that was pretty. I didn't need to tell that story, but.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm just glad I was mentioned at your apartment.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, there's. You almost don't want to be mentioned at my apartment.
Yeah. I mean, I had Cheeks, Butt Skeet Skeet. That was probably my favorite.
That's a good
one.
Creative.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I like that one.
It's almost as good as The Nightmare.
The Nightmare.
But not quite.
I really hope this sticks.
The Nightmare cometh.
Yeah. That's what I say anytime I have sex. I whispered in their ear.
Ready for this nightmare?
Yeah, that I'd never see them again.
Well, that's how sex normally works, so.
So yeah, what's this fucked up dream?
Yeah, let's get to the weird shit.
So
yeah.
That's what I'm all about.
So it's like borderline dream. Like, I'll wake up a lot of times and like I'll like start doing shit and like I think I'm like between dreaming and like sleepwalking, but I'm like awake, you know?
Yeah.
So like even like the other night, like I imagined like people were coming and like coming over, and like then I just like woke up and I like found myself like moving shit in my room. Like I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. This happens like I've imagined like when I first started like an old job.
Uh-huh.
I just like I woke up. I imagine there's like papers everywhere.
Oh my God!
And I had like assemble these papers for like.
Wait, this sounds like the sleep paralysis dreams. Do you ever have those? Where like you can't move in your dream? Is that what you're describing, sort of?
Well, no, because I'm actually up and moving. Like this, I guess it's like sleepwalking, but like I remember everything once I got out of bed. You know,
do you dream a lot?
Yeah, I dream a ton. Like every night I have.
You're not a big weed guy.
I smoke like. Probably once a week. Okay. Once a week. Oh, I don't know if that makes me.
You're a weed guy. You're a weed guy. Once a week, you're in the biz.
Yeah. I got a little vape pen. You're in the game. Hey. I'm a big vapor.
Vape pens are so popular now.
Yeah.
It's just because they're so convenient.
It's the so future. Convenient.
When I went and like visited the suburbs and saw all my friends, they all had vape pens. Like I was like, you guys want to smoke weed? And like, we don't have any. Because they're all just getting high in their parents' house.
It's like your friends are fucking losers, bro.
We should go beat their
smoking
asses.
Weed.
I'm going to write a list down so I can name all the names.
Name those names and let's go beat them up because they're not smoking. Like all the second, cool kids I know are blazing
second
up.
Second Denver.
Dude.
They all call it flower.
Whoa.
I think that's lame. Cool. Some bad I don't know why shit. I think that's lame. It seems
I mean,
like,
technically
it seems
it
like
is
pretentious
flower,
to me.
Right?
Though. I don't
well,
know.
Cause, well, it's always the bud tenders. I was going to say bud dealers. Bud
contenders.
Tenders.
The bud
tenders.
Like bartenders, but bud tenders.
To me, it sounds cool because I've never heard it. You know, like if I heard it, I'd be like, it's lame as fuck.
A bud tender is my least favorite kind of tender. Chicken, bar, bud.
Bud tender. That sounds like a Bud Light commercial.
It's another open
dilly
mic
dilly.
Joke coming to a
sponsor
hot open mic near you.
Only serves Bud Light.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just in a riff mood. I say my best jokes.
It's the Jagged, man. It's bringing it out of you.
Oh, yeah. Or that or the PBRs.
It's like I'm on a Johnny Carson show right now.
Yeah.
So you do seem much more professional than us now. You're really
today we have a wonderful guest, Will Buzzi.
That's my Johnny Carson.
What?
It's Johnny Carson. I thought you were doing an impression of me.
No. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There's usually all impressions of me are just like bad Batman impressions.
Where is she? Anytime I do an impression of you, I just try to speak with as little emotion as possible.
Anytime you go up on Durkin's when I'm hosting, you just call me out for it being like.
You went up at, one time you brought me up at Durkin's, you said, all right, let's keep it going for this next guy so we can go home.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm not gonna lie, man.
The low energy, baby.
I'm
it
not
works.
Gonna lie.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times I host last because.
Yeah, you always get the scraps at the
end.
Yeah,
because a lot like. Willie's not drinking, so he's like, I want to go home, so I want to get up
Willie's
first.
Willie's not drinking.
Yeah.
Let's
and
all
then,
change what we're doing. Now.
Carly has a show
drinking.
On, like, Friday,
yeah, Carly gets
Blackout
booked
Diaries
on
or whatever. That's usually.
Booked on things.
And then,
That's not a...
I don't know, Mark. Like. Mark is just Mark. And I have to go up last, and it's usually just blacked out. Fucking
nightmare.
I feel like Mark usually goes up.
It's a lot of times
he's like second
Mark.
To last,
yeah,
and then you're
yeah.
last, usually.
I don't work Saturdays. Mark has work at like 10. No fucking big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Last
mm-hmm.
time Mark was
at a
saying
bar,
that, last time I saw Mark, he was talking about how he just saw R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Wow.
At R. that
Kelly.
Bar. He lives around there.
Did he go up?
He came Where's into he? The bar at Nordstrom or wherever where he works.
Oh, wow.
There's been...
The TV.
He said R. Kelly...
Did you used to work there too?
Yeah, I did. I got fired twice.
You fucked up. You could have met R.
Place.
Kelly.
Fired twice from the same place, same manager.
Hey, fire me once.
Lana, yeah. The bitch. Yeah. That really was it. The only reason they didn't fire me, they're like, we're getting rid of your position. They fired me and the other guy. And then, like, a month went by and they're like, we're going to give you your last day when we figure it out. And the other guy just stopped showing up and they're like, okay, we still need someone. And they just chose the lesser of two evils. Like, did you find a job yet? I was like, I haven't even started looking.
Like, yeah. I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty convenient.
Yeah. I mean, I hated that. I just hated the boss, but she got canned or she left or some shit. I don't know. But yeah, R. Kelly was there.
Canned.
I guess he like had a $20 tab and he gave him like $150. He's like, keep it.
Yeah, he said
that's
he
pretty
tipped
cool.
him.
Yeah.
Wait. He also pissed on him, which was...
Yeah. That's a tip in itself.
Wow. That's great.
I just had to be the first one to mention.
There's
Ted.
Been a couple semi-famous people. Ooh, I'll take one. There's been a couple semi-famous people at that bar. Like one time, a guy. Oh shit!
Name names.
His name was George. He managed. It's actually crazy because I forgot about this. He managed R. Kelly, and he dropped him after the whole
piss
debacle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Piss debacle,
which? Yeah, which?
No, it was the first one. It was the first one. Right. Yeah, but then he like showed me a bunch of pictures of like him and Tupac, him and fucking like. Nicki Minaj, he was talking about in the picture, his like butt was leaning against her.
Oh, wait,
and he was like getting
was
real
the
old man.
The picture of Tupac was
like on his iPhone.
It was a while. He had NWA. Yeah, thank you.
Was it on his? Was it on his phone?
Yeah,
you just carry that.
So those are obviously that's obviously dope, but it is kind of sad that like clearly he took that so he could show people on his phone because like. They didn't get taken on his phone, like a picture of him.
Well, some guy was walking by the bar. He's like, do you know who this is? I'm like, yeah, we've been talking for like 20 minutes. He was one of the biggest music guys in Chicago. I'm like,
who was it? You don't remember the name?
George something. No, he was like a manager or something. Like,
not like a producer or anything?
No. He was on set at, what's that movie that Nicki Minaj was in? The Barbershop 2? That's where he took the picture with her.
Oh, okay.
And then another time it was a dude from like one of those pawn shows.
Hell yeah.
And somebody he came up to me, this like real redneck looking guy, he's like, is that the guy from whatever? I'm
like,
I don't fucking know.
At the
know.
Bar, the famous person was.
And the guy was just like looking up, smiling, like nodding. I'm like,
no.
He's like, yeah, it's me.
Wait,
like,
so was it the one
it
on
wasn't
History
Pawn
Channel?
Stars. It wasn't Pawn Stars. It wasn't.
Hardcore Pawn?
No. Oh, wait. Is that the one in Detroit?
Yeah.
It's like the main guy's brother or some shit.
Okay.
It wasn't
the
trailer.
Imagine
not
that
the
was
guy,
your
not the guy
fame.
With the like gray hair and mullet who like yells at people.
That guy.
He was like
me.
Bald. I've never seen the show, but some guy was like, "Is he from guy. Something Pawn?" I'm like, "Doesn't look like I fucking watched Pawn Shop."
Fort Lauderdale
shows.
Pawn.
Hey,
yeah,
or, yeah.
It's pawn a public stars. Access pawn show.
And his girlfriend was like, "You want to take pawn. A picture?" And he's like, so excited to take a picture. I'm like, "This is like,
oh my god, I've been waiting for this moment.
Someone recognize me.
I've never met a celebrity before." Sells used TVs.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick Harrison would off. Be in a pod. What is it? Not Nordstrom.
He was a good tipper. Like, isn't that a lot of weird shit has happened at that bar?
I bet there's some you got some big people that come in there. Like
those were as big as it gets. One time this
That's
Mexican I didn't mean to say Mexican. This one time this couple came in.
Was he not
and
Mexican?
They ordered No, they were very much Mexican. They ordered a couple drinks, pulled out a fucking wad of cash and like paid us. And then they went to their table and started watching porn. Just like straight up holding it up and watching porn together.
Wow, see, that's so cute.
I was like, I'm not going to tell them to stop. That's love.
What a great couple.
We talk a lot about life goals really on this show. Podcast, but...
That's one of them.
Yeah, Jesus, man. That's the shit.
I wish I had the balls.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever met famous people? Like, were you in famous people?
A couple.
I saw Dan Marino.
Oh.
I've met a couple comedians.
Yeah, see, yeah, only like seeing comedy shows before I came to Chicago. Like, I saw a few people that I would think like are famous, just sitting like down at the Comedy Attic. Like, it's like, oh, I'm in the same room as this person. Like, they're at the door as people leave.
But, oh, okay.
Well, wait, we'll Mark Norman tried to eat your arm.
That's true. Yeah,
tried to eat my arm.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, Old Town Ale House, and I just went up to him. I was like, "Hey, Mark, huge fan." He's like, "Oh, you're too kind." You know, I can't do the Mark voice.
That sounded like him, kind of.
Yeah, and then he corned the cob, ate my arm.
Really?
Yeah.
He just like it grabbed my hand. Too kind.
He's like, "Ah, you're too kind," and like bit my arm. It's hard. This is great radio right now. I'm just showing.
Yeah. Well, if any of our listeners want to call in,
call in.
Will made a motion like a corn cob.
You know, he was the coolest dude. Like, I mean, like, I'm sure other people have talked about it, but like, I only talked to him for like 2 seconds, but he was like one of the coolest dudes ever.
I met Hannibal.
We've all met Hannibal. Yeah.
I met Asher Roth.
Okay, we know.
I met Joe Buck.
I met Joe Buck before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know his daughter's been at my place.
Yeah, I used to...
Well, you know what I'm saying. Not like that at all.
You're a big Cards fan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to valet in St. Louis, so like... Like Matt Holliday used to come in a lot.
All the
hockey players, like David Backes. Scott
Rowland's from Nelly? Like a town over. Yeah. From
hell yeah.
Like he's from like the same area as Southern. He's from Jasper or something.
Oh.
That's like where I grew up.
Really?
Near.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's the only relevant thing I have to say. Scott Rowland, that's a Cardinal, right? Come on.
I think so. I'm actually not a huge baseball fan. Scott Rowland? I know the name.
I know Scott Rowland. Yeah. I met Matt Carpenter, if you guys know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at a hotel. I mean, I know some kind of bigger soccer coaches. Not bigger. I know two coaches that coach the U.S. national team were assistant coaches.
I know no recognizable, like, I don't go out in public because I'm a celebrity. Or I've never met any of those people.
I feel like I've...
Yeah. Like, I used to see a lot of these,
Coolio.
Like,
I met Coolio.
As a kid that we thought they were famous because, like, we wanted to be that. But they were just, like... guys in their late 20s, early 30s who were like sleeping in a van, touring, playing shitty rock clubs. Like we didn't.
Yeah,
they
you thought they were like you
famous.
Thought they were huge though. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it meant a lot. Like at the time,
it was a huge deal to us, but they were not famous. No, I've never met any famous people.
So wait, these are people you met, Lizzie?
What? Do we have another microphone? I feel like
Lizzie is the voiceless.
Who is it? I need to know.
Only straight white men can be on this podcast. And
women don't speak.
And Matt Brown.
And Matt Brown. No, but so Lizzie has met Mike Piazza.
Wow.
Hey. Piazza. And then Jonah Hill.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Fat or skinny? Ooh. He's in the middle.
Medium. Was it post Moneyball?
He was in limbo.
Oh, shit.
That's prime.
He's about to take off.
Yeah.
And then she's
during Django.
Best.
Wait, who's Jonah? I forgot Jonah was in Django. Yeah.
Well, this next one's going to blow your minds, guys. He's all caps. John Goodman.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That deserves all caps.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Why do any of us have microphones? None of us have met a single interesting person.
I named like three people. Coolio, you guys didn't even blink an eye at Coolio.
I said Nelly like an asshole. She met John Goodman.
Yeah.
The fuck am I talking about?
How about this? I met Coolio a week before he went to jail for hitting his girlfriend with his car.
Wow. Ooh, all right.
That helps, but John Goodman, man.
John Goodman, yeah.
Yeah.
Gangster's Paradise.
Domestic abuse.
Yeah, you can name it. That was Coolio's
The
only
Big Lebowski.
Thing.
All right. It's better.
I love Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
That's true.
My mom had lunch with John Mayer.
Wow.
Lunch?
Yeah. Lunch with John Mayer?
Yeah. I think John Mayer.
What a song about her. Yeah.
Sounds like John Mayer banged your mom.
Yeah. No, what, yeah. Well, what, I think
was her body a wonderland?
John Mayer doesn't get lunch without sex.
Not just getting lunch.
By lunch,
yeah, John Mayer doesn't get lunch with anyone.
Have you seen this guy?
Yeah. It means your mom was the lunch. Am I right?
Exactly. He eats sushi off her body. Yeah.
Hey, good for her.
Put soy sauce in her belly button.
Body.
Yeah.
This is getting wild.
No, wasabi in her butt crack. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, mom.
We name names.
Yeah. Mom. Yeah. No, she was dating this guy who's like an audio engineer, and he like made this guitar pedal or something like John Mayer uses.
Damn.
So they had lunch. Said he was very stoned, like noticeably stoned.
What a cool dude.
And by the rules of the Jewish religion or most other religions, because my mom met John Mayer, I have also met John Mayer.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's how it works. So.
Only with John Mayer.
Wait, because I'm doing like because I'm here with you. Did I also meet John Mayer?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. You have to be born of a woman that has met John Mayer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe that I follow in that, but okay.
Well, you know, sometimes you don't have to believe in religions to respect them. Well,
I'm gonna call my mom after and
heritage.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
Yeah. I can't tell you that it's not true.
Yeah. I like John Mayer. I'm going to go on the record and say it. I was always a huge fan of his music.
He's a great...
John Mayer can tear some ass on a
guitar. Yeah. And in real life.
He doesn't seem like the coolest guy.
No.
But that guy can play a fucking guitar, man.
Yeah, it seems like he's got some issues.
His music's great.
His blues album, Trio, I like fucking love that.
John Mayer Trio?
Yeah.
Well, I got an idea. What if we call it the John Mayer Trio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, aren't his like concerts? It's like literally that just was, like half of it is like preteen girls and like
yeah,
and then
and
the
like older like dudes, guitar like 55 year old
yeah,
guys
that are into guitar.
Yeah,
like, yeah, he's a man.
He is. Yeah,
I saw him with he played with the Grateful Dead.
Oh yeah, which, Dead and Company.
Yeah, yeah,
like, and Ed Wrigley, right?
Yeah, man, it was just like 3 hours of him just like fucking like you know, Grateful Dead's like boom. And he's just like John Mayer. It was tight, man.
Yeah,
it might have been the acid, but it was a good time.
I was gonna say, did you take anything for it?
Yeah.
I two of my friends went to that, and I saw them. Oh, Willie and John Norman.
Oh yeah,
name and
oh,
name. Nice. And they were just on so many mushrooms.
Yeah, they were on mushrooms.
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good time.
It sounded like a good time.
Yeah, man. I wish good time. Have you done mushrooms?
Just once.
Just once.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Was it fun?
So I it was a great time. I mean, I thought it was fun. I didn't really do much with mushrooms. I was just like, there's no one really like. I just did it inside. I did acid like and had a great experience. I did it alone. Yeah, it was cool. It was fine.
Was it kind of like?
Was it a rush?
Was it a
need better service though?
Was it like a? Was this like when you were on acid? Is it like this?
This is pretty intense.
It was like,
song. For
it was
acid.
Way chiller actually.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you're saying it was more like
he just turned the lights off and played that song. Ooh yeah.
Yeah, this it was more like this. Perfect, you nailed it.
Oh yeah, dude, it was a rush.
It was a good rush.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, that's what I
was cool.
I can't believe you did mushrooms by yourself. I feel
yeah,
like
that's crazy.
Mushrooms are like a super like so.
Well, I only had one mushroom. I would have done it with my
or
with my roommate
like a babysitter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
At least what?
Like someone to babysit you?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Sober monitor.
Well, I mean, I've done plenty of times when like it's everyone's like we don't have anybody sober with us, but it just seems like so much more fun when it's like. The best way to do mushrooms is like you and a couple buddies that like you're close with. And it's like, all right, we're doing it tonight. Like this is gonna happen, and then it's so much fun. But just by yourself, I can feel.
It was
like,
so intentional.
I think it was like I don't think it was very much. Like I didn't
weird shit by myself on mushrooms.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that intense by any means. Like I had done acid like.
Oh,
like a month
okay.
before that.
I thought that was like your first.
Oh no.
Dip into the
that was only the two times. But that was a great time, and it was just me and like my roommate who's done it. And, like we went to. Linkin Park Hot Dog Fest, which was a huge mistake.
That's crazy.
Crowds are a little bit much sometimes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hot dogs are great.
Well, that's
though.
Like.
I hate crowds when I just smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
If I'm sober, I also hate being in a crowd.
Yeah.
Because crowds are just bad.
Yeah.
Crowds are bad. And, like, everything felt so far away. I was literally, like, I, like, lost my friends, and I was one table away from them. They, like, looked over, and I was, like, I, like, looked over, and they're, like, waving at me, and they're, like, right, they're, like,
hey, Will.
Oh, my God. Life is full
like,
circle.
Oh, hey, guys. I was just hanging out over here.
Just crying.
And only one person knew I was on acid out of that group. But
oh, really?
Yeah. The other kid on acid.
Yeah, that was. So that's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Because even, like, again, even if I just smoke weed, I still would sometimes time to time be like, do they know I'm high?
Yeah.
Like, it matters
oh,
if
I
they
get
know
that, all
that
the time,
I'm high.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember when I took acid and I went to the Art Institute with some friends. Bellick and Franco.
Oh, I remember your
name.
About
but we took it and we got there and then we were fine for like 20 minutes and then like 30 minutes we're starting to feel it's hitting heavy. I just get this like really strong urge like I need to go to the bathroom, like I gotta shit. So I run to this like dark bathroom in the like basement of the Art Institute. I'm just sitting in there, and it's my wiener had like tucked itself inside of itself because it was like danger is happening.
tail between the legs.
Yeah. Wow. And I just like had the most miserable, crazy shit ever. And then I had to go find them, and I was like walking around trying to act like I was normal.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I find them. Like yeah. Then the cafeteria, like eating pizza and stuff. We're sitting there. We're like, okay. We're good. We could do this. So we go and like we walk up and we go into the modern art exhibit. We lasted 10 seconds in the art where we were just like, this is like you could feel.
It's just like an eerie feeling. Yeah,
you could feel what liberal arts people feel when they look at art. Where it's just like, wow. Oh my God.
Having it play cool almost like defeats the purpose though. Like there's nothing worse when you're tripping than trying to act like you're not tripping.
There's like people looking at us and stuff. We were four dudes wearing sunglasses. Like,
Ralph, I probably gave it away.
Yeah. Ralph Figuera told me the craziest story one time. He did acid and he went to the art museum and then he got a text.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Saying that his like mom was terminally ill.
Oh shit!
Like it was going on for a while, and like they found out they got like a date, and he said he was looking at this picture about like slavery and just like crying.
Oh my God!
And some girl came up to him and was like, "Are you okay?" Like, and he's like, "No, I'm not okay. Like, you have no idea." She's like, "I want to know." Like, he made it funny. Like, it was a really funny story told on stage. But
yeah. at the same time,
you're just like, "Oh, holy shit!"
Anytime you do like hallucinogenics or whatever, that's always the fear. Is like. I hope no real like life that. Shit happens.
Yeah.
The next
oh, I thought
eight
I.
Hours, like.
Last time I took mushrooms, I thought I got fired.
Because you told me
my job like the week before I had a no call no show because if someone calls me classic. I just don't answer. Yeah, and it was like I didn't look at the schedule. I was like, I usually don't work that day. I'm not gonna bother. I got a call and like my voicemail wasn't working at the time, and then me and my roommate took them. And like when I do it, I like staying like. In my house. Like, I like knowing that I'm safe. I like knowing I'm not going to do anything dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, for some reason, I left my phone in my room. I'm like, going to go check my phone just in case, like, my family needs something. And I have, like, a bunch of missed texts being like, Colin, where are you? Like, answer the phone and stuff like that. And, like, a missed call. I'm like, I'm fired. Because, like, the week before, I had a no call, no show, and they call me and they're like, what happened Monday? I was like, I don't know. I wasn't here. What happened? Like, you didn't come. And you're like, if it happens again, you're fired. I'm like, okay, fair enough.
So did you get fired?
No, it was a kid from work asking me to cover his shift the next day.
Fuck,
and I was just like freaking out the whole time. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll take a shift. Just leave me alone.
Yeah. It's.
And it was just, I hated that job. Really I didn't give a fuck. Yeah. If that happened to me and I was like normal and I got fired, I'd be like, whatever, I'll just find another shitty job.
Yeah. I cried last time I was on shrooms. I was in Chicago. I was me and my roommates... Alec Steinmetz and Annie Jablonski. We named names.
Name names.
They, we were all tripping and we were walking around. Like, I live pretty close to downtown right now. So, like, we just walked out our front door and started. We're like, we're just going to go just walk out into the city, see what happens. We're tripping. It'll be fun. And we got. And eventually we were at, like, Jackson Park. Is that the one with the giant fountain, right? Jackson Park?
I think. Okay, like, Buckingham Fountain or whatever?
Yeah. It's just.
You mean
it's just
Grant Park?
Yeah, it's Grant Park. Yeah, it's or like, Jackson. Well, one of the.
Where they do Lala?
Huge fountain. Yeah, somewhere down there. We were like downtown. All the big shit.
Actually, I have no idea.
There's this giant fountain anyway down there. And we were just like looking at it. And you could feel like the mist come out. It was like a windy day. We were just like tripping balls. Good time. And this tiny Asian lady came up to me. And like, I don't know if she even spoke English because she didn't say anything to me. She just like jabbed me with her camera a couple of times. Like, hey, like. Then I was like, she just what? And I took the camera, and she went and stood over by the fountain and, like, struck, like, the proudest pose. Like, she was just like, and I took her picture, and I swear, I was just like, oh, and I just thought, like, wow, like, she's this person from, like, the other side of the fucking planet, like, and we're just here now, like, right now. And I just started crying and, like, gave her a camera.
Dude,
that's
she was
so
very
funny.
Uncomfortable. She was like, okay, like
that
took
is
the camera.
So funny.
I think I
kind of
like
a
similar.
I
think
I kind of
like a similar. Yeah,
it was an amazing moment.
She sounds like a white bitch named Brittany.
That's why I think mushrooms are like the least harmless drug, as long as you in moderation. Like if you take fucking an ounce, you're gonna lose your mind. But if
I wouldn't
take a little bit and just feel good. Like it's not even. It's nothing compared to drinking or like getting high, where you just order a pizza and eat like shit and don't do anything. Like you actually.
You feel
enjoy,
better.
You're like
day.
A child again.
Well, it's
you know
like
what I'm
an
saying?
Experience. You just, like you can't,
Like we could go out and all get a bunch of drinks and get drunk and do something stupid tonight. But like, if we did mushrooms, it would be fun. Like, this is like an experience that I will remember now. Like something is, there's like an arc to it. Like this happened and then this happened.
It's your own little movie. Yeah, sort like
it's just a totally different.
With what, mushrooms?
Or any like mushrooms or acid compared to just like a Friday night where we're all out.
Well, I mean, like they've shown like there's like one of the only legitimate drug studies going on right now is happening. I think it's John Hopkins. There's like a psychologist or a psychiatrist that's doing this study now where he's like more or less proving that nothing provides like end of life relief like mushrooms. So people that are like going to die of cancer and are struggling with that reality, they'll take mushrooms and suddenly have like a new appreciation for the life they've lived and they're cool with their own death.
Fuck, I believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at the time it was just because we were like kids and this was like a drug we could do. But like we'd be in high school and you'd like trip balls or something and be like, wow, like I could die now.
Yeah.
Like,
I never did in high school.
To be a high school kid or something like you still get like a perspective change.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, absolutely. I've heard numerous people, and I think there's also studies showing this too. Is I'm not citing anything, but like one time with mushrooms like permanently changes the way a person thinks, which is nuts. Like
it sounds like it's coming from the pro mushroom.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. The pro mushroom.
It is a pretty permanent change, but it also kind of wears off, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like it wears off, but I totally like
it's definitely.
Like, I was kind of hoping for that change, and then like, yeah, you get like a little bit for sure, but then like afterwards, I was like, okay, that wasn't like the eye opening experience that Joe Rogan said it was. So
yeah,
well, Joe Rogan probably.
If he said it though, then it's true.
Yeah. No, but
Jamie, did you pull up that clip?
You guys have heard of MAPS before, right?
Like MAPS,
the group that's like trying to like make them legal. Have you guys heard that?
No.
Mushrooms?
Yeah, like mushrooms and like psychedelics in general. They got a lot of,
Well, I did like, I didn't do them in high school because all the kids that did them in high school were just like fucking, you like, I don't want to be like that guy at all. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember everyone said that.
All wearing sunglasses that I can't pull off.
Everyone used to say that the, like, you know, you hear all those, like, stupid, like, myths or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, the band teacher did a bunch of acid in the 70s. That's why he's so fucking weird. Like, and, like, that's the only thing I remember. I was like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Well,
I'm not gonna be like that guy.
What I heard about acid, or what they would say in high school, was it would get stuck in your spine, the LSD, so you could be, like, 80 and crack your back and then just go on an acid
tripping.
Trip.
Yeah.
I've heard that before, too. It doesn't sound...
No,
terrible.
I did because I did it. I did it when I was on
my back. Yeah, like tripping for like 20 minutes. Would that be that bad of a thing?
If you're 80 and you haven't done it in
how
like
long it lasts, I don't
like
know.
40 years though,
but then you'd be ready to die at that point.
Maybe you need it. Maybe when you need it. More
maybe you
than
think
yeah.
you're dying.
Like,
you're like finally, it's happening.
Finally. This is
well, Albert Hoffman apparently, the guy that like synthesized it first. He's like apparently microdosed for the rest of his life.
He also took
yeah,
a shitload the first time, right?
Yeah, like on accident.
Yeah, like, well, no one knew. He
yeah,
was the first
I think
guy.
It like
he drank like a glass of liquid.
Of like
yeah.
way more than one.
Yeah, I think it like yeah. I think it was transdermally too or something.
Is
like
that,
he touched it and went in through his skin.
Oh jeez!
And he just started tripping
that's
balls.
Why it's always in foil. Like it'll
go
straight into
well,
your skin.
People have said this like with acid at least like acid has like all these benefits that people don't get because. They take way too much. Even like the small, like just a dose of it, people take like a huge amount essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you were to like take a minute amount of it, it can have like all these microdosers are basically saying this. That it's like the benefit is in taking smaller doses.
Not that doesn't sound that fun.
When I was like,
well, the point is,
yeah, it's not supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be like you're supposed to be like getting better at something or whatever.
Yeah,
thinking better, changing mind. Yeah. If I'm not seeing shit, then I don't want it.
Walls
Lizzie,
aren't going to breathe.
Lizzie has
doing?
Sent some info saying, okay, despite popular belief, LSD doesn't stay in your spinal cord forever.
Oh,
so shut up,
that.
Mom.
Do that all right.
And then never has there ever. Everyone get their hands up. Never has there ever been a drug that stays in your body forever. Chemicals that stick around for a long time, like cannabinoids, are fat soluble. Anything water soluble, like most drugs, including LSD, leaves the body very quickly. I concur.
There you have it.
I concur.
As someone with a biology bachelor's.
Just the fact that you're reading that with a sports jacket on makes it so much more believable.
Hey, man. Ryan Seacrest, baby.
It supports what I would like to hear, so.
Yeah, well, so I'm down with it. You know?
When before I did it, I did like a bunch of research on it because I was like, I don't.
Yeah, me too.
It freaked me out. And then all of, I couldn't find four mushrooms and acid. I couldn't find any negative effects besides on Christian websites where they're it'll make you gay or some shit.
Yeah, JesusIsSavior.com.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, then why is it illegal? And it's the most hippie answer ever, but in the 60s when it started becoming popular, the biggest thing I could find is the government didn't want people having these thoughts.
These people are getting too woke. Trying to keep you contained, man.
I just instantly thought of Pineapple Express in the basement. Item 9, this is the bee's knees. He's like, your dick, my mouth.
Feel like a slice of butter melting on a stack of flatbreads.
Yeah. Yeah, and then...
Item 9.
Lizzie says that when she was younger, someone told her that if you take acid, you can never be president.
I bet Barack's gone on a couple of trips.
That is hilarious.
Maybe that's why Hillary didn't win.
That's just hilarious. Yeah. As a good as the way you would deter. That's a great deterrent. It's
it's in the
don't do it, kids.
Yeah, you got to be over 35.
Well, I agree because I think if you
over 35,
if you take
acid, never smoking weed,
If you take acid, you probably see that being a president is stupid.
Yeah,
that's probably. True, yeah. So it's I'd never want to be one. So perfect.
Yeah, why would I want this job?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done acid before, and if someone was hey, you could be president tomorrow, I'd be like, fuck you. Yeah, don't do it.
I would too. That's what was that Chris Rock movie?
I would never run for president, but if someone tomorrow said you could be president right now, I would do it.
Lizzie, can you Google what was that Chris Rock movie?
Head of the House, is that it?
I've never heard of this.
Where he was president?
Are you thinking of Pootie Tang?
Shot, I think.
I saw it.
You guys ever seen that Chris Rock movie, Down to Earth?
Is that where he's an angel or something?
I've seen Pluto Nash.
He dies and he's an up and coming comic and he dies.
Oh.
He gets hit by a car or whatever. And an angel tells him, hey, you're dead. Your body's dead. But we took you out too early. So you can't come back as that guy, but you can come back as this guy who just died right now. And they show a guy who's falls over, he's dead. But you can be this guy. And he's like,
who's
all right,
that guy?
I'll do it. And it's a really old white guy. But he's still
does his material work as well?
that's part of the movie. He doesn't. And he has to write new material, start talking.
I thought you were about to say, what if Chris Rock came back as a dog? What? You tell me I'm a dog now?
Secret Life of Pets.
The difference between dogs and people. Like
dogs and people. Where did I hear that? Jason Sudeikis said, I heard somewhere he auditioned for SNL and one of his characters was just Chris Rock saying the words, saying the name Paul Giamatti. Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I'm so sad. I'm Paul Giamatti here.
Paul Giamatti.
Is that Sandler?
No. Oh, dad, how you doing? Hey,
that's not a bad Sandler.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard. You just you do the high voice.
Lauren Michaels, if you're listening.
Hey, I was talking to my mom the other day. She's like, shut up, man. And I was like, oh, mama, why you do this? All right, I'm done with that. Okay.
That's pretty good.
It's better than my Paul Giamatti. I'm working on the Paul, though.
You guys had any dreams lately?
You missed that part of it.
That's what I want to know. I'm trying to catch up.
No.
I didn't miss anything.
I don't think I've had any good ones. I'm trying to think now.
So you guys generally don't... I mean, not that dreams... but you guys don't dream and...
That's why we started this podcast.
I don't really remember
I hate to put it all out on the table, but rarely do I decide I'm going to sleep sober. Usually you just kind of pass out and then you wake up and you go to fucking work.
That's
the grind.
Redo it all over.
I'm grinding. Yeah, basically I'm grinding a lot. So
yeah.
No time to dream when I'm grinding this much, dude.
Too busy following my dreams.
To go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. Too busy drinking until I pass out, and then you just wake up.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no dreams.
They had, career day is coming up at my school.
Nice.
And we're in science class. Well, this is what I'm worried about. The teacher's if I could bring in anybody in any type of career path, what would you want? They started naming careers, and one kid like yelled YouTuber. Comedian.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no. And the teacher was like, oh, I actually know a comedian. I wonder if he'll come in and talk about it or something. I was like, you
know who it is? Are they talking about you?
Don't. Yeah, someone fucking told him.
Ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Told her. Kevin Hart.
If you get all in your
head. I start walking up and Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I don't want to do it.
You thought I meant you?
Yeah.
It's actually someone who's.
Did you guys see that post in the comedy page?
That's great.
Some guy was just like, we're having like a workshop or like a speak.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Was just like, you know, this. He wouldn't reveal who it was, but it was like, all right, he's a working comic out in L.A. He's been in things. He's retired now, though.
I did see that.
Yeah, and everyone was like, yo, this is
retired.
This is dumb. Like,
$60 Steve Gerard. Yeah. Wait, $60?
Steve Gerard said this is dumb.
Yeah, I was just like, ladies and gentlemen, Alonzo Hamburger Jones.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those, yeah. Yeah. $60 a seat.
You need
to come watch us and we'll tell you how to.
Oh, it costed. I saw that post. I didn't know it was money. I thought it was like for free.
Lesson one, catchphrases.
Imagine all the idiots showing up with notebooks. Yeah. Just like, oh, okay.
So let me tell you what the open mic scene was in LA before I quit.
Yeah. Back when I was a comic.
There was a time in my life, though, where I probably would have gone to that.
He never moves. Taking notes. He doesn't move the mic stand.
I maybe would have gone if it was free. I didn't know it was $60.
Yeah.
I
that's ridiculous.
Number. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, really?
It probably is free. I'm just saying, that seems. There are plenty of opportunities for people to spend money to learn how to find an open mic.
That guy just needs stage time right now. He's just like, I need to get anyone in a room.
It's like anybody that
no wants me anymore. Seats,
anybody I know that's like really good at it, they're just like, go to fucking open mic. Like, it doesn't get any simpler. Go to the open mic, do some shit, figure out why that shit didn't work, and try to work on that shit. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Repeat for like 10 fucking years.
That was
years.
In an
like,
episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I think it was like Steve Harvey
show.
And Jerry Seinfeld were talking. He's like, people ask him to speak at comedy classes. And he's like, well,
just do it.
The fact
that
you're here means it's probably not.
Yeah.
Already.
That's awesome.
Just go do it.
Survey says that you're not cut out for comedy.
Yeah, seriously.
See, he's got like 9 buttons on. How many buttons did he have in that episode?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't counting.
Seen that show.
I know he's got an admirable
like free
stash,
on YouTube.
Though.
I know. I never watched anything.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I watched my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watched the same shit over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty depressing, to be honest.
What do you watch?
The Office.
Hell yeah.
That's about it. I watch the same movies, like Star Wars.
That's all I do.
Don't get me started Star Wars. On Star Wars, dog. I can talk shop all
I still have your
day.
Hoodie, dude.
Let me.
You have that Star Wars hoodie?
Yeah, dude. You gave it to me.
Oh, I've been looking for that. I love that hoodie.
Well, you're looking for it, and you're going to find it with a bunch of cum on it, because it's been the comeback.
There's loads of cum when you got that.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You guys have an interesting relationship.
He loves that hoodie.
Cum brothers.
Cum brothers.
If you got a problem with it, what? Like,
I love that hoodie.
I do love
it.
Yeah, that did sound like Tucker.
It turns him into Tucker. That's
I start talking
I
with emotion. That. That's how much I love the hoodie. It's comfortable. Isn't it a comfortable
hoodie? I love that.
Not only can I talk Star Wars all day, I can talk Star Wars apparel all day.
Matty G, I just can't write a joke.
Can't write a joke.
Well, I'll tell you, Rawlsy.
Lieutenant Rawls.
Yeah. I'll give a quick plug for something, not something that I'm doing, but something that I think is funny. Check out the web series, How to Make It in the USA. You guys know Conor O'Malley? Have you seen this?
Yes, Conor O'Malley
and Joe
Pera.
Dude, so funny.
Fucking good. Two comics. Well, one guy's like a writer.
So,
Conor O'Malley.
Yeah, he was an improv guy
Conor
in Chicago.
O'Malley,
yeah,
heard,
yeah,
I've heard.
Eddie Bryan.
I've seen his brick
at
the Annoyance. I was waiting to go on at the Annoyance the other night, and his brick is right there in the hallway.
You just touch it.
Never met
this.
I knelt before it.
A Conor O'Malley?
A few times.
I know.
Oh shit!
They might need to change that name. Isn't there a TV show? How to Make It?
I don't.
Oh, How to Make It in America.
Well, it's like a parody kind of that show.
Oh,
and
really?
Also like Entourage. He plays Joe Pera's agent, and he's like an Ari Gold type character. It's so funny though.
Yeah, it's one of the best things ever. Like, and then so Joe Pera's like this super like dry, like he's doing a character of this like really dry, innocent.
Have you seen Joe Pera?
Upstate New York kind of guy from Buffalo. You know, and he's just like. Doing super simple, like just simple life kind of stuff, and then
and
Conor O'Malley's just this fucking like, yeah, we got to get you on this fucking show.
He goes, bro, that joke sucks. He's like, I'll write you a better one.
Yeah,
he's like, I was getting high, I was blazing with my friends. He's like, it's you gotta see, it's so fucking funny. He's
and
like,
this fucking chick comes in with these big fucking titties,
so I blast and I shoot her tit off, and he's like, that's gold. He goes,
that's
that down.
A fucking joke.
Yeah. Is it a TV show or a web series?
No, it's a web series. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's good, though. That dude's like, I don't know how he's not famous, you know? Which one?
Oh.
Conor O'Malley.
Oh, yeah. Conor O'Malley and Joe Parra. Well, Joe Parra's like on a little up and up, it seems. He's gotten some Adult Swim stuff. And then Conor O'Malley, well, he's a writer.
Seth Meyers and stuff.
Yeah, Seth Meyers' writer.
Yeah, I mean, he seems pretty successful from where I'm standing.
I miss
him. He's doing great.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Rest in peace,
Maybe you could try and get him on the Sega Dreamcast podcast, you know?
We've been reaching out.
Yeah. Dude, he used to do these vines where he would just like run up to people in New York. The camera would never face him, but he would just run up to people in like what's the word? Like the communist. What do communists call rich people?
What?
Communists call the rich people.
I don't know.
So like clear example. Yeah, like clear examples are like the bourgeoisie, like rich, like assholes driving. He would just like run up to people in like Ferraris on the street in New York and just be like, you are the king. Like,
hell yeah, player.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like, you are God. You make more money than me.
You are God.
What do they do?
What?
The people in the cars.
They would just be like, fuck off, asshole. Like,
so some of them like play along for a little bit. They're like, oh, all right, this guy likes my Porsche or whatever. They're like,
hey,
that's
a nice car.
Yeah.
You're my daddy.
He's like, Jesus has blessed you. He's like super into it and shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, so he does not give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm so envious of people that just like, in, not give a fuck about any social norms
for the sake
of making other people laugh. Like,
I feel like that's what we're trying to move towards, right?
Oh, yeah. The edgiest podcast in Chicago.
Not edgiest, but like I'm trying to be as much just all in as possible.
I think you're pretty close there.
The closest that's I've come to that.
Like, maybe.
Yeah. It's you're me. Right. You're on the edge.
I live and I breathe comedy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
The other night at Annoyance, this lady dropped her phone during my set and was like going to pick it up. And this is the closest I've come to like edgy. I just kind of like stared her down until she picked it up.
I heard you were on a hot one on Saturday, dude.
It wasn't that hot.
I wasn't in the room. I heard you were on a hot one.
Yeah.
Was
a hot Saturday?
Hell yeah, man.
I was a little drunk, which was weird for me.
I think that's why it was a hot one.
You don't go up drunk a lot?
You're feeling loosey-goosey.
It was Lizzie and Tim's fault, too. We went to this nice bar grill kind of place.
Oh,
a bunch of not, like,
made you drunk?
Yeah,
you guys went to a bar and grill?
Yeah, 9%er. 9% beers, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah, poutine.
You guys were 9%ers.
You're one of the 9%ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 9%ers.
We go to bar and grills. These are food and alcohol.
Will, it looked like you were about to say something before I talked about my amazing set at the Annoyance.
Yeah, I wanted to hear more about that set.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, this is not your Sega Dreamcast, and Will Butsky's on.
Oh, right.
See what
are we starting? Are we recording?
We're starting now.
Are we recording?
Turn on these mics.
Yeah.
This bitch falls apart without me.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
We tried to get real Pete Holmesy with it and just start when people walked in tonight.
I didn't know it.
And then we forgot to introduce anything that was
happening. Well, where's the fake laughter? Need the
knife,
if you've made it this far, if anyone has clicked and listened this far, they know what the fuck this is.
You know what the fuck is up, Dreamers.
You know what the fuck this is.
And like, you don't have to introduce the person. It says in the line, right?
Yeah,
the title.
People can read.
Yeah,
you know,
people
we gotta
can read.
Not many do.
You got to give credit to your audience. Our audience, our Dreamers, they're pretty fucking
big readers.
Pretty fucking smart.
I mean, they're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, they got to be smart.
That's a sign of intelligence, I would say.
I was at a wedding this weekend, and I was talking to my cousin. He's like, oh, I saw you like start a podcast, and he travels all over the world. He's like, I listen to podcasts all the time, but I like listening to the ones that like educate me, and I get something out of it. Like,
don't listen.
Stick
don't,
to 60 minutes, bro. This is this ain't got nothing for you.
Yeah. This isn't This American Life,
wait,
right?
So your cousin was like, hey, I saw you have a podcast. I haven't even listened to a
Yeah. Two of my cousins said that, actually. Everyone else was just like...
Oh, that's hilarious.
Having your family find out that you do comedy is the worst. And
I
had it last as long as I could. But my uncle kept telling me the dumbest fucking jokes. He's like, write that down.
like street jokes?
My other uncle came up to me and was like, yeah, I just walked up to Dave looking up stupid jokes on Google. Stay away from him. I'm like, all right, fair enough.
Away.
It was just stuff. He's like, what's the difference between a snowman and a snow woman? Snowballs. And he'd be like, they'd be like, write that down.
Write that. You can use
just
that.
Just wasted.
They give you like permission. Yeah, you can use that one.
Yeah.
Use that. I got it off Google, but I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
You can have that.
You can have it.
I guess there's some guy sharing stolen memes on Chicago's comedy page.
What?
I heard. I don't know. That's what Willie told me before I left the apartment.
Willie's worried about memes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Willie's just trying to...
Bring it up on Dreamcast.
Somebody stole one of Willie's memes and now he's fucking pissed, I bet.
Willie's made a meme.
Does he make memes?
No.
Willie's a meme guy.
Willie's a meme guy. Big meme guy.
A meme lore.
Willie's very boring when it comes to his phone.
Yeah.
He's either just sitting on it all day long or he like replies to text like, okay, period. Just an angry middle-aged dad.
Cool guy. Fun guy. Texture. Meme guy.
Yeah.
Bad texture. Yeah. Good guy. Bad texture.
I'm a big meme guy. I was very confident that I started memes like in high
what?
School. Because I would always just send my friends pictures of like reactions. And they all started doing it. I'm like, you motherfuckers got this from me. And
you're
everyone's doing it. I'm like,
that
I started memes, dog.
Mitch Hedberg jokes.
I've heard this story.
I thought of a joke today. I was like, damn it, someone's had to do that. Does someone have this joke where you're like going for runs is recreationally trying not to get murdered? That's somebody's joke,
doesn't
right?
Someone do a joke where they're like, I mean,
Dimitri
it's very
Martin
different.
Has a thing about running and like, if you see someone running, they're wearing athletic gear, that's fine. But if someone's running in jeans, like something terrible has happened.
I've ran from bars home in jeans.
Just
I don't
like
know why. No, so, yeah, exactly. I'm like, I gotta get home faster.
I would
faster.
Rather be home right now.
Yeah, exactly. don't have money for the Uber, so I'll just like start jogging. Get home and I'm just. Chafed as hell.
Godfrey had this sketch where it was like the white woman workout where it's just like white women go running and then like you pay for a service where black guys will chase you.
That's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought of that joke. I was like, I'll tell that tonight. I'm like, nope, not doing that one again. I'm not gonna steal another joke. Yeah.
Keep accidentally writing all these amazing jokes that these great comedians came up with.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
I feel you, man.
I'll see someone do a similar premise to me, and I'm like, I get mad at first, but I'm like, oh, yeah, because I wrote the ultimate webcam porn story. Like,
exactly.
Like, really,
exactly.
Like, I'm fucking killing it with my awesome webcam joke. Take a run with it, kid. Like,
yeah.
I would like to see someone like get called out on Chicago's page for like stealing jokes. I just feel like that.
I don't think anyone does.
I feel like that. I mean, aside from me, nobody. I just think it's like. I just think it would be a funny thing to watch. I like watching.
Maybe I'll post.
I don't like being a part of drama or anything, but like, I'll scroll through the comments.
Oh, I'm reading every bit of it.
I know there's like a lot. Like Claire Holbutt has been straight stealing a Louis C.K. joke for like months now.
What joke is it?
He's like
he's got a different perspective.
Oh yeah, he's
it's
the
a
man.
New take.
He's the fucking man.
Louis didn't go to art school.
No, yeah, he's
that's
like
the joke.
He's like I'm $100,000 in debt. Went to art school. My family's like, why don't you paint a dollar or something like something along those lines. Was straight up like a Louis joke. Like he says like my wife's an artist. Can't paint money or something.
Oh,
something. Like,
I don't know.
I actually think.
I
don't know. Maybe not.
I got like called out for like stealing a joke like kind of recently, but it was like kind of a new thing. It was just like a Lance Armstrong thing, and someone was like, hey, that's like a Bill Burr like couch a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I didn't even know about it, but then I looked it up.
What
and
was
like,
your
yeah.
angle? Because Lance Armstrong isn't off limits.
That's
just
what I thought.
He talked about him.
Yeah.
But what was your...
I mean, it wasn't that good, but it was just like we should give Lance Armstrong a break because like he never like, you know, wasn't going around like whipping his ball out. He just... wanted to ride his bike faster and like you know
yeah
it was like it's like a Me Too thing
his that. Whole thing is the you contrarian know? Like hey he's not a bad guy
he's trying, not a bad guy yeah, he just was trying to ride his bike faster
I was
like, yeah.
I listened to an episode of his podcast
dude I love his podcast
Bill yeah. Burr's
no yeah. Lance
yeah oh, Lance Armstrong
yeah
yeah he had a, he was
Bill Burr was on Lance Armstrong's
yeah.
podcast
Nate Bargatze
that's the one I listened to
yeah
yeah
do you love how he opened it with like yeah my son's high school football team we lost. We lost. You know, it was real sad watching them, you know, they come out losers. You know, like.
Bargatze was saying this?
No, Lance Armstrong. It was like he couldn't handle that his son lost.
What? That's like, not relatable at all.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get how he could lose a thing.
I saw he,
I don't get why
he had Mia Khalifa on his podcast.
Really?
I didn't know he had a podcast until.
Lance Armstrong?
I saw that, yeah.
She went to my fucking college.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, she did.
Experience.
Wow. Yeah.
She was doing porn at the time.
His,
while she was, I thought you were going to say a huge fan of Mia Khalifa.
No, I don't give a shit about her. I don't know who that is.
She's a porn star. She's an old porn star, but now she's like getting in the sports biz, which is really pissing me off.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, I'll write that down.
It's a natural.
I assume
natural
transition.
Yeah, wait. You see, she's an ex porn star. She doesn't do porn.
anymore? I don't know. I canceled my subscription.
You can't do both, right?
To,
like, you can't be a sports broadcaster and a porn star.
No, you can.
Well, she's not doing like ESPN shit. She's doing like online sports broadcasting, but it's like with like old professional athletes and stuff. Like
Asia Akira's like big in a. She's got a sports podcast now and stuff.
Asia, wait, who?
Asia Akira.
I don't know. Oh, the girl from Barstool.
Yeah, the Barstool. Yeah,
I'm not familiar with her work.
She was on a. she was on a porn star. Fuck, Eric Andre.
Yeah, yeah, she was.
She's like an anal queen or something.
Yeah, AVN. Anal.
I thought you were going to say anal queens. Big fan of anal queens.
big fan of.
Can't wait for the next
season. Oh, yeah, no, Eric Andre is cool.
By the way, Will,
that's one of my favorite shows on TV. I can watch that show all fucking day long.
Isn't it Asa Akira?
What?
Isn't it Asa Akira?
I've only read the word. I've never heard it pronounced.
It's
so.
Asia Akira.
Wait, did I say Asia?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's ASA. I don't know.
Yeah. Either way.
Quick plug for the...
There's a lot of stuff with their off.
Quick plug is that racist?
Asia.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Asia. The continent.
What I don't get is so many like women broadcasters that deserve to be there feel like people think they're like people don't take them seriously in sports because they're a woman.
Yeah,
I wouldn't take any porn star seriously. Like, no, like I'm talking about
like hey, Katie Nolan. I think she's awesome, and you know she still gets like shit on, you know, because you're like, oh, she's just attractive female. So
Sam Ponder.
Sam Ponder
has she been shit on though?
Yeah, she's been shit on.
Tommy,
probably from the Barstool.
One of my favorites.
Tommy Lauren.
Oh, Tommy yeah.
I hate that.
No,
how do you say her name? Tommy Lauren.
Tommy Lauren. Yeah.
Lauren.
She did porn too, right?
Oh man.
Oh, I would love it if some leaked porn came out of her. Like, not like a leaked sex tape, but like she did porn back in the day.
I want it to be unconsensual. No, if she has a video, I need it to be against her will.
No, okay.
Okay.
Collins, where is that mic?
But
on the record, disagree.
Come on, guys. You got to get behind me on this one. I need all the help I can get. No, I just hate her. I hate her as a person.
Oh, that girl's she's awful.
No, she's pretty awful, but she's pretty hot, though.
She's objectively awful.
She is hot, yeah. I mean,
terrible, though.
You can't see past that evilness.
I think I meant that Chicago.
I could see past it, but I'm not gonna marry her. But
I could unless she would let me, then I would totally. Marry.
I could see past it. I could see past it.
See past the political views.
Awful though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Awful person.
We disagree in a lot of
things. All the stuff about poor people. That's just awful. But she's.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
But she's really nice. And I love her.
And I love her. I'm in love with her. Yeah. No. It's. I don't know. My favorite sports writer is. Have you guys ever heard of Mina Kimes?
No.
No.
She's funny as fuck.
Wait, you still naming porn stars? What happened?
No. She went to Stanford. She's actually like very deserving of her job, unlike Mia Khalifa. But
that can't be her real name, right?
What does Mia Khalifa do for like the what's her show?
I forgot what it's called. But I like
she fucks people on
and
camera.
And she has Yeah, well, she's an ex-porn star, but now she's, like, getting work in, like, some type of sports broadcasting, and I hate it, because I would take that work
quick. Yeah, that's a little, I don't know.
But, Mina Kimes is, she went to Stanford. She's on Highly Questionable all the time.
So, wait, she's a, investigative journalist?
Wait, so...
Mina Kimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, she's, like, she writes for ESPN all the time. She's also very hot, but that has nothing to do with it. I just like
she knows what she's talking about when it comes to sports.
Well, during the NFL season, Cam Newton, do you guys see this? Female reporter asked him about like running routes, and he like laughed. He's like, I just think it's funny hearing a female talking about running routes.
That was an intelligent thing to say.
Yeah, he got
on
shit
camera
on for like the rest of the season.
Yeah, he got way too much shit for that.
Too much?
Wait, I got too much.
I mean, it just that's what ESPN does. They just milk the fuck out of a story. Like, they should have talked about it for like a week. It went on for like a month. And like, he gave out a good apology. It seems sincere.
Yeah.
As sincere as a fake apology from an athlete gets.
I mean, you hear Gronk, like, everyone loves Gronk, but he'll just be like in an interview, he'll just be like, oh, 69. Haha.
Yeah.
He's
like,
oh, he's great. Give him $1 million.
Well, other
he's
people
the
are
dumbest
like
fucking guy on the planet.
And stuff, too.
Wait, what was that?
So other people are like beating their wives and stuff too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They seem to gloss
over.
Well,
the NFL is just fucked up. Ray Rice.
It is funny to hear women talk about routes, but you can't just punch them in the face.
Yeah.
Ray Rice got suspended two games for knocking his wife unconscious, and like,
Yeah, and then Cam Newton just like was like,
"Wait,
oh,
that
good
was
question.
The one in the elevator."
Yeah,
was
the one in the
elevator
where he's like dragging her out of the elevator, and then like
Christ.
Got her pretty good on that.
Josh Gordon got suspended for a year for smoking weed. The NFL is just a fucked up.
Yeah, that
biz.
Is.
Yeah, remember Ricky Williams?
Absurd.
Like, yeah, Ricky Williams had to like retire because he smoked too much weed.
Well, he's like a holistic healer or something, right?
Yeah so am I.
He's just a pot. So
I was not.
He's just a pothead, basically.
Yeah,
holistic healer.
I mean, all those guys fucking smoke weed. There's no way that they don't.
If they don't,
or
smoke
just
weed,
do a ton of cocaine
of
or
pills.
Something.
Yeah,
like yeah,
your body is fucking destroyed. You can either smoke a J or eat some edibles, even better, or you can take pain pills like candy.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I just think it's a whole
the Rush Limbaugh approach.
Hey, I'm not above pain pills or anything. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's not healthy. I laser whitened an NFL player's teeth once.
Really?
You can't name his name. We've already brought this up. We need names.
Do you have patient,
we can't name names.
Patient.
He legally can't.
Do you remember
name
it if
mom.
You could name it?
No, because he was like a. I don't even
he
know.
Wasn't even
obviously
big,
played
he wasn't
for the Bears.
Deal.
No. I think he was
Bears
like.
Guy.
What is it
Bears
called?
Guy?
Like when they're just kind of like thrown around, kind of like a rush.
Free agency?
Yeah, he's like a free agent player.
This fucking free agent walks in here asking me to clean his teeth.
We get all the shit on his teeth.
Like, come back when you get your contract, right?
No, we get all the shit on his teeth to like whiten him.
Yeah.
We start whitening his teeth. 5 minutes in, he's like, oh, shit, I remember. I got to go somewhere. And he's just like.
Like, half. They were half white, half normal?
Yeah, basically.
I got tryouts.
That's awesome.
Shit, I want to look good for the coach.
Shows up half yellow, half white teeth.
Yeah.
I want to impress John Fox.
Great teeth on him.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good set of chompers.
John Fox got some good.
Sometimes
good
I look
chompers.
Up in our database, I'll try to find like famous people to see if they've ever come through because I want to see what their teeth are like.
You can't tell us any names though, can you?
I can't find any because they probably
haven't found
like,
any good.
A hockey really. Player would be interesting because they have like obviously no teeth.
Probably had a ton of fake teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys clean fake teeth as well?
Yeah.
You just tell them to take those
You just
out
drop it off and come back like in an hour.
Yeah, most people like have fake teeth. Like most adults have some form of fake
teeth. Yeah, some of my teeth are fake. Like
I don't wanna knock on wood
half,
here, but
half
never
of
had
these bottom my teeth
honestly,
right at the bottom
tooth.
Are fake. And like probably like 25% of my top two
Where's that from?
Fake.
Is that from sports?
No, I was playing in a park when I was like really little, and I jumped off the swing, and my knee hit my chin,
Oh. And
just chipped my teeth. I'm like, I have mulch in my teeth, and like started spitting it out.
Your
like,
teeth.
Yeah, and then it was just spitting out my teeth, and I went to the dentist, and they put in some type of shit, and it's like,
you can't take it out though.
It's like, I don't know. Do you know what that's called? Is
like an implant?
I'm actually enjoying watching you
implant,
guys talk about. It with no clue what it is.
Oh, you think you're better than us?
I should know because it's a part of me.
It's
but
like my job as a dental assistant has not given me much, but it's given me a small, specific set of skills.
But it happened when I was in like second or third grade, so I'm sure they have a different way of doing it now.
Yeah, probably.
I probably have like lead in my mouth and I'm going to die.
You got to get your wisdom teeth taken out soon.
I never got mine taken out either.
Oh my God, guys.
I can feel them. One in my back top right is totally just there. He's like not in my gums. He's there.
Half my job is like telling like
gotta
mid-20s people like yeah, you got to get those out.
There's a hook back there. Yeah,
really?
You got to clean behind it.
Good. Well, yeah,
you can. It's there. It'll catch
you. You have good oral hygiene though, it seems. So you're fine. I worry about other people though.
I pass out drunk a lot, so I don't know if that's great for the old teeth. But
yeah. Did you say Justin has good hygiene?
Yeah, you never had a cavity?
Never.
I'm not
okay. One time I had one when I was a kid, but it was like this. It was this half tooth, like my other tooth was coming in. It was a baby tooth.
Baby teeth.
I knew there was something about you that wasn't right.
It was a baby tooth that wouldn't come all the way out, and then it got like half the tooth behind it. And it had to get pulled, but it got a cavity before because it was all half there.
Still counts.
It was a whole thing.
People don't forget.
Come on, back me up here, Rousey. No, come on.
No,
baby teeth don't count. He'll tell you that.
Baby teeth. Matt? It was a baby. It was gone anyway. It was gonna leave.
I mean, some people never lose their baby teeth. Like some of them.
Well, I'm not some fucking weirdo.
Yeah, they're usually weirdos.
Yeah, weirdos keep both sets of teeth.
I'm surprised I've never gotten a cavity because I've skipped a lot of brushing in my life.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
You know, there's Halo to be played.
Well, I mean, most people that like ride on the fact that they never had a cavity start getting massive cavities in their 20s.
Well, fuck.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, shit.
Hopefully I die soon before that happens.
I don't get cavities, and then they end up getting like a ton. I mean, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah, they can't be great, man. My diet is high in sugar. Yeah. Plenty of sugar in my...
Oh, I love sugar.
Drinking wine.
I'm getting a belly, man. I eat a lot of carbs.
Yeah, carbs, beer.
I woke up the day after the wedding in the hotel and like got out of bed and looked in the mirror and was like, oh, God, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's part of my morning
routine. I was like, please be a dream.
That is my morning routine.
Yeah.
Waking out of bed, you piece of shit.
Oh, anytime I wake up, anytime I wake up, I'm just like, fuck, 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 fuck. And just roll in the shower. This again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was late to work on Monday and one of our kids got in a fight.
Oh, shit.
And you missed it?
Yeah, I missed it. I missed a good video. No, and then I got texted being like, we need to be hands on deck for the rest of the year. You need to be here at 7:30 every day. I was like, I'm out. I'm done. I'll see you guys later. Oh God, just thinking of waking up. It's just making me suicidal.
Waking up.
Does this remind you of anything, Will?
Reminds me of... I know the song. I can't think of what it is, though.
It's your life, Will.
Flash before my eyes.
Could be going with the real theme tonight.
It's a rush.
Oh, this is Rush again. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there... yeah.
That said, yo, we've been talking for an hour 21.
Wow.
That's a solid... solid amount of time
can,
to be.
Can, before we end it, can I drop a dream on Lizzie that I got?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, even when you roll your eyes, you look good in that stretch jacket.
Let's try and guess what it means first, too.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your dream reminded me of this. And I was sleeping in my mom's bed when I was, I don't know, normal age.
Sleeping in my
16,
mom's
17,
bed.
16, 17.
A normal age to be sleeping.
Yeah, 16,
anymore.
17. No, I was like probably like, I was younger, but.
I just finished breastfeeding and I laid down in mom's bed.
I was getting ready for my first day of high school.
Graduation.
But my mom said I was like crying in my sleep. And the dream was like,
what a pussy.
My dad died, but I saw him going up like an escalator at a mall or something, and I kept chasing after him and I couldn't find him. Everyone was like, your dad's dead. I'm like, no, he's not. And like, nobody believed me that he was dead.
Ooh, that's heavy.
And then I woke up because my dad was getting me a glass of water.
Oh my God.
So that, I mean, that was the best possible thing to wake up to.
What if that was the dream and he was dead?
Ooh, you woke up again.
I'm just gonna start crying right now.
Dad dreams are heavy, dude. I had a dream one time when I was a kid that me and my dad got into a fight, and in like a moment of anger, I shot him. And then like in the dream, it's like, you can't unshoot somebody. Like it turned bad real quick. Wow. And then I woke up like, I didn't shoot.
You can't unshoot someone.
Yeah, that's just a
fucked up dream, too.
It is fucked up, yeah.
I don't know what that means. I mean, we covered escalators before, but I'm pretty sure you wear dresses.
In the dream?
Generally.
I don't remember what I was wearing. I don't think I saw myself... I mean, I do love a good dress.
Who doesn't?
But I felt like it was just a fear, because I do have a huge fear of like the day my parents die. That gives me a lot of anxiety.
It sounds like the same thing with his earlier. It's like if you were, that sounds to me like a fear of someone you're close to being hurt by someone you're close to.
Yes.
Like unintentionally being hurt.
So
by
them dying? Yeah, that's a big fear of mine. I think about that all the time.
Yeah, both my parents are alive. I think about it all the time.
Yeah, it fucks with me. I just need to get it over with and die, so I stop thinking about it.
It's like, make my life easy, please.
No, I'd get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
No, I'd kill myself.
Love you, Mom and Dad. Please don't die anytime soon.
And stop listening to our podcast.
Don't ever turn it off. Right.
Well, do we want the research but don't die. Result?
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to know what's wrong with me.
The dream of your dad dying is not a warning about his death. Rather, it asks you to let some negative aspect of yourself die so that a more positive one can find expression.
Your mom's side.
Basically, you suck, dude. If you were better, your dad wouldn't die in your dreams.
The negative aspect is connected with your dad. You either copied or developed it as a result of your relationship with him. Dying and a sick dad are two different things. That's why this is different for both dad dreams. No, I'm going to read exactly what you said, Lizzie.
No, that checks out.
Yeah, checks out.
Dying dad, sick dad are two different things.
Well, they always
both.
So
both
what?
Sad.
What is
sad,
what's the answer?
Both sad
what
dad
is it?
Situations.
So basically, I mean, usually, young men tend to have their negative traits that they don't like about themselves are usually referential to their dad's behavior. And then mothers tend to, like, influence their daughters in a similar way, where you don't like half of yourself and usually relate more to the same-sex side.
I totally get that.
That's why, like, they say, like, if you have divorced parents, like, never tell your kids, like, oh, you're just like your father, you're bad or whatever. Or, like, because then you're saying it's like, well, shit, I'm...
literally half of whatever you just said sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like half of me is a piece of shit is what you're telling me.
So half of me, I had a dream that half of me is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Like whatever negative aspects you don't like about yourself came from your dad. Or at least you perceive that.
But that's anyone though, right? Like right.
I don't think that at all though. Maybe the
father son dynamic is like
yeah.
Me and my dad are homies.
Well, yeah, I guess that's interesting.
See, like you're projecting like your negative stuff onto like your dad character.
Yeah, like I know I'm almost like more passive than I should be because like growing up, like I was pretty sure my dad was like a narcissist. My mom reinforced that idea, so I'm almost like
hyper. Are you an only child?
No.
Oh.
No. Do I? Oh, I hope I don't give that vibe.
No,
you don't. Yeah.
No, not at all.
That went in my like.
Wait, what would that vibe be? Only child vibe.
Well, what I'm doing is special.
Yeah, I get that. Kind of entitled.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I know people who are that, but totally have siblings.
Yeah. Well,
they're probably the favorite.
I mean, are they? Yeah. Do they come from like? Are they spoiled?
Oh yeah, yeah. The people I'm thinking of specifically have too much money. Yeah.
Yeah, the people that come to my mind. Yeah, same. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
I just want to have one dream and talk about it on this podcast and be like, you know what, Colin, you're gonna be fine. Like everything is just
we were
like
talking about before you got here. We were talking about Dan last week when remember the week before Dan. We were like, man, everyone's pretty anxious and sad when they sleep, and then Dan showed up. And he was like, I have this one dream where like I'm with my family and friends and I'm like really happy and it's a good time. Oh, I think that was Dan. We're like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Good thing he doesn't do comedy.
Yeah.
We'll take that away from you real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit, maybe we can cover it in another episode because I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to be the big dick here.
Oh, no.
Time's up. I'm swing it around.
Off swing it like, around. You guys, you will not shut the fuck up if I don't call this thing off. I mean, Will, you just come on and you're just a fucking... Just a gem of a figure, and
take
over. Everyone wants to talk to you for so long, but it's ruining the fucking.
Wait, I got more dreams.
No, not today.
I got one about sharks.
Oh, I would love to hear that one.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Nah,
you have a dream about sharks?
I'll tell you, we can do it off mic.
Let's do it off mic.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
If you want to hear it, folks, you gotta be our friends.
Basically, I was killing a bunch of sharks, and then I felt bad for the sharks. This
there
is
you
true
go.
And then I was like, fuck, I should not have killed these sharks.
That's deep.
I would love to kill a shark. Just feel that power.
Yeah. Like, all right, is that it?
Are we done?
Did we stop?
Dreamers? We're signing off. Dreamers.
Yes, we're done.
The dream keepers. Right.
Dream on.
Gone.
All right. Three.
Dream on, you fucking shiny dreamers.
The nightmare loves you.